quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. We got a weird schedule this week because Filthy Tom is traveling, and as a result, Lance Storm is joining us here today and some other day this week, not sure when. And then Tom will be here some days, also not sure when. But we got a lot to talk about with everybody. This past weekend, we had SmackDown. Lance had to watch SmackDown this week for the show, so that's going to be very exciting. We got a lot of stuff happening on that show. We had... Oh, we'll talk about Collision. At least the two big things on that show. As well as New Japan, the opening night of the G1. Watch that this weekend. We'll take you through that show. Raw is coming up tonight. And we have a gauntlet match and some women's matches and appearances by Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar as we head towards both Saturday night's main event and SummerSlam. And we do have SummerSlam and Saturday night's main event odds. So we'll tell you about those. They're not what they used to be. There used to be a lot of inside information. Now they pretty much just tell you what pretty much everybody expects, I think. But we have the launch of Club WWE. You want to join Club WWE? Well, I'm going to tell you how. We've got some notes on some double tapings that WWE has coming up. And yes, one has been announced, but there will be more. We got Survivor Series and Full Gear locations. We've got Maple Leaf Pro running a pay-per-view and plenty more. So we'll kick it off in a moment. Lance joins us, Wrestling Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Lance, I think you said this was your first ever Monday. Is that right?
Probably not first ever, but the first in I can't remember how long. I don't recall doing another one, but it's possible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's your lucky day today. Get to do it. What's wrong with my shirts today? God, my my other shirt wasn't fitting well. Now this one.
Skin to win,
just
Alvarez.
Too broad just lately. None of my clothes fit anymore. That's the problem.
Yeah, too much bulk. That's it.
Yeah, too much bulk. Hey, you know, Punk talked about his bulking. I just saw that story. Talked about how he was all bulky now. He said Punk's physique change became a big talking point on social media. This is funny, by the way. God. So I'll recap the story without reading it here because Punk was gone for a long time. And then there was like a video and some photos of him in the gym. And like he was all jacked up. And so these fans started, you know, questioning, how's this guy got so jacked up and everything like that? And then, I don't know if you recall or not, but like a bunch of people, like, I don't know if they came to his defense or if they were burying him, but they were like, he's just got a pump. You know, he was working out and he got a pump. You know, they're just like, kind of like, he's not really all that big. Well, he comes back and he's huge. So I wonder if those people are going to do a correction. I think Kevin Nash might have been one of them. Hey, it's just a pump. Yeah, it turned out it wasn't. So anyway, he says on Stephanie's podcast that he reached out to trainer Jay Ferrugia, who calls himself, quote, the Transformation King, 6 weeks before WrestleMania. He works with pro athletes and other wrestlers, including Chad Gable. Timeline Punk gave him was tight, but they were still able to get results in time for Mania. He says, 6 weeks before Mania, I can't really tell you what set it in motion. I know what I would always see Chad Gable posting his workouts. It's programmed by Jay Ferrugia and all this other stuff. I was just motivated to go into WrestleMania looking physically different. Looking like, wow, okay, he really busted his ass. That was my only goal. It wasn't a weight. It wasn't I need a six-pack. I need to do this, whatever. I called up Jay. I said, I wish I would have got to you sooner. We only got 6 weeks. He said, well, if you listen to me and you do what I say and you eat what I tell you to eat, I think we can do some damage. And we did some damage. I think I showed up in Mania. Didn't say I was in the best shape of my career, because I will always look back at like when I was 26 and I originally tried to get a job in the first place. Because my idea back then was, they're going to say, look at his body. That's the only negative they can say. So I really busted my ass so they couldn't say no. Then I got a job. So I really kind of had that motivation to just look different showing up at Mania. Funk said he's counted calories before, but he never actually weighed out his food until now. He's been eating meals that only have a few ingredients every morning. He sends a mirror selfie to Ferugia along with his weight and temperature. And Ferugia will respond by telling Punk how much protein, carbs, and fat he should eat that day. I wonder how much this guy is charging.
I think he can afford it.
I know, but like... Anyway, so... He said he gained 20 pounds during a recent Hawaiian vacation with AJ, going from 204 to 224. But he was able to lock right back in and return to normal in 5 days. You tell me the guy lost 20 pounds in 5 days? I'm sure he put on a lot of water, but... So anyway, that's the story. If you guys want to get in shape fast, find the Transformation King, Jay Ferugia.
But did people comment that he was jacked at Mania? I thought this thing was recently.
It was. I don't remember anyone saying that at WrestleMania. It was between WrestleMania and when he came back. It began with the video and the selfies in the gym. And then, like, when he came back, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen him looking like this. So, that's that. WWE has announced this Club WWE. By the way, I've had all sorts of people asking for the last, actually for weeks now, but everyone keeps asking about this John Cena Invitational. Guys.
It's just vanished.
Guys. Actually, I feel like nobody, like something happened and I don't know where everybody was when it happened. The John Cena Invitational is not taking place until like the end of the year. John Cena said that. I think we had people in WWE saying that.
They hyped a big announcement was going to change the industry, and
they
basically never mentioned it again.
That is true. That is true. But shortly after, like when we were talking about it here on this show, and like, you know, when we were trying to figure out what's this guy even talking about? How's this going to work? None of this makes any sense. I mean, the idea was it's not starting until like the end of the year. So that's where it is, for those wondering. It's taking place later. And honestly, I still believe this, everybody. I haven't had this told to me specifically, but this is what I believe, okay? I think that when he made the announcement of the John Cena Invitational, I'm not saying I'm 100% reporting. This is what I 100% believe. I believe that he was going to announce Club WWE. And for reasons unknown, he built it up into something that would change the face of WWE. And as the date drew near, everyone started thinking, we're really going to announce Club WWE after you've said this is going to change the landscape of WWE or whatever he said. And so I think at the last minute they decided, we can't make that announcement. It's got to be something different. Let's announce this John Cena Invitational. I don't think they had any idea, and I know that because, like, even he said, we're not really sure what it is yet. So
we're announcing it, baby.
I think they made the announcement months and months early because they were afraid that people would get all over them if the big announcement was Club WWE. As it turns out, he did such a horrible job announcing this John Cena Invitational that people got all over them because of that. So anyway, I think it's going to be at the end of the year, and they have finally announced this Club WWE, which...
basically just a fan club.
It's a fan club. So if you want to join Club WWE, there was a wait list, apparently. So membership previews will open on Friday, this coming Friday. Annual price is $99. Founding members will receive bonuses like a membership kit with exclusive items. And you'll be stunned to hear You will be stunned to hear there's a discounted exclusive SummerSlam offer. Yeah. So fans
got to move them tickets, brother.
First look at the digital experience, bonus points, a SummerSlam ticket offer. $8.25 a month if you sign up monthly. You get 24-hour pre-sale access exclusively for events. There's a members-only WWE shop with exclusive collections. There's behind-the-scenes footage, inside scoops, and extended cuts. Oh, my God. There's a dedicated members-only community forum.
A board?
Yeah.
They got a 900 number, too?
As God is my witness, I may sign up for a month to, like, witness that board for 1 month. Can you imagine a club WWE board? Oh, my God. A points-based reward system allowing fans to earn credits to redeem against digital and physical goods. I can't get over the board. They're going to have a message board. WWE is going to have an exclusive message board. Oh, my God. So, yeah, this Friday, everybody, sign up today. All right, we'll get into some more news after the break.
Okay, you said this Friday. Today or next week? Oh, it's Monday.
Jeez. Today's Monday, dude.
I'm lost, sorry.
Oh, boy. I should have just gone to the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. American.
responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So WWE is heading to Cleveland at the end of August, and they're going to do a combined SmackDown Raw taping. So the Rocket Arena in Cleveland has announced that besides SmackDown taking place on Friday, they will also tape Raw. So this is not the only time I've been told this is going to happen this year. I don't know the reasons for it, but apparently there are going to be more double tapings, which, trust me, is a lot easier when each show is 2 hours instead of, the old 3-hour SmackDown. Although it is weird because you would think with Netflix they could just air it live, but I guess they're going to tape it and put it in the Raw time slot on Netflix, which, you know, in the old days, if they were out of the country, for example, instead of airing the show at noon, they would tape the show and then air it at the normal time. But now they go overseas, they just air it live on Netflix. So I guess they're not doing that for this show. I don't know why. It doesn't matter. But anyway, that's that. And then they've also announced Survivor Series is going to take place from Daikin Park in Houston, Texas, home of the Houston Astros, November 28th. It will be the Survivor Series Thanksgiving weekend show. And also, AEW announced that Full Gear will be on November 14th in Phoenix, Arizona at the Mortgage Matchup Center. So many exciting names for buildings nowadays. So they've got July 26th, Redemption, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. And I'll get to that in a minute. We got August 30th, Wembley Stadium in London. We got September 26th, All Out, Hoffman States, Illinois. And we got Full Gear November 14th at the Mortgage Matchup Center in Phoenix, Arizona. So I got to check one thing real quick, Lance. Are you going to go to Survivor Series?
No. I'll be at Lockdown in Chicago the end of August.
Tell us about that.
We're bringing back Lockdown, the steel cage themed pay-per-view in Chicago, Illinois. I think the 27th. I'm not sure the date, but we are in Chicago for that. And then Bound for Glory after that. And then Destination X in Edmonton, which is going to be awesome for me. I get to do a pay-per-view in Edmonton, follow-up TV in Calgary, and sleep in my own bed and just have to drive. Very much looking forward to November with TNA.
All right. Okay, I found it here. So I wanted to mention, so Redemption's coming up at the Bell Center. It's July 26th. And if you recall, a month or so ago, we were talking about Maya World and Mercedes and how I said that Maya World should have won. And, you know, my world going for the title at Wembley, you know, it's fine. It's not the end of the world. Maybe it would be great. Maybe people would really, really get behind her. And, you know, there were many people that disagreed. And one of the biggest disagreements was, well, you need the biggest matches to sell tickets. And obviously, Mercedes Moné as champion is a far bigger ticket seller than Maya World. And I'm sure that Mercedes probably is going to sell more tickets to a show, okay? But in general, I mean, with Wembley, my argument remains, you're either going to see Will Ospreay go for the title or you're not going. I mean, there's nobody on the fence about Will Ospreay and Wembley, but like Mercedes versus Maya World is going to be the deal breaker for buying tickets. But anyway, my main argument to people who kept saying, but they got to sell tickets, they got to sell tickets, they got to have the biggest matches, is, guys, they sell almost all the tickets before there's any card whatsoever. Bell Center in Montreal, it's currently set up for 6,000 fans, okay? Apparently, they can put 19,000 in the building, but the setup for the show, the number of tickets that they're selling at this point is 6,026. Okay? That's how the show is set up. They've already sold 5,320 tickets. There's only 700 tickets left in the current setup, okay? Granted, you know, if they sell those, I'm sure they'll open up another 500 seats or whatever. But it's not like, you know, the point is, they virtually sold out the number of tickets this show is set up for, and we have no matches announced. Zero. We have nothing announced for that show. Because AW fans see a show is coming to town, and you're either going to buy tickets or you're not, okay? How often do we have big matches for an AEW show 3 weeks, 4 weeks in advance? With the exception of Wembley, because of the Owen, the answer is literally never. They sell tickets based on the AEW name. That's it. It's the same with pay-per-view. It's even worse for television, as we're about to get into here. I mean, there's never a card for television until, like, the day of the show. Sometimes, occasionally, I shouldn't say never, occasionally, for reasons I cannot explain, we will randomly have 8 matches announced for a set of, for a Dynamite and Collision taping a week before the show. That's extremely rare. We got Dynamite coming up this Wednesday. And golly, do we have anything for it? I think we got like a Kenny Omega. There's a Kenny Omega celebration, and I think they've announced maybe 2 matches. I don't have it right here in front of me, but you know they don't announce anything in advance. So this argument that you must have this person as champion, you must have this match. No, people buy tickets to go see AEW. The exact matches are clearly irrelevant because virtually every single show sells 90% of the tickets or more before we have one announced match. Yes, Lance.
They gave you 15 hours notice that Hangman would be on.
Oh, my God.
In case you were on the fence, you know, 10 o'clock at night on a Friday, they let you know, oh, by the way, Hangman will be on Collision. And then if you tuned into Collision, you found out he had a vasectomy.
Now, I have a theory, okay? I'm not defending this at all, but I have a theory. Because everyone, there's very few people defending this. Even, like, the real hardcores are not defending this.
Was he not sure he could fly after the vasectomy?
But I have a theory, okay? So, for those of you who don't know what happened, I heard about this on frickin' Saturday, the day of Collision. Hangman's back tonight. I said, no, he's not. What are we doing? You mean next week's Collision? No, tonight. I said, stop. But as it turns out, on Friday night at 10 o'clock Eastern, on social media, they announced that Hangman would be back on Collision Saturday, as in the next day. There was no mention of this whatsoever on Dynamite. Not a word. And not only did they announce the night before on social media the return of Hangman Page, but they announced his return on a show going head-to-head with AAA, New Japan, the World Cup, and a UFC headlined by Conor McGregor. That's what they did. Now, this is my theory, okay? This is my theory. I believe that Hangman, and I'm not reporting this, but I'll tell you what I know and what I'm speculating. I am speculating that Hangman was going to return at Redemption, and he is the one that was going to prevent MJF from using the ring, leading to Kenny Omega getting the win, okay? I believe that that was the plan. I could be wrong about that part, because Will Ospreay, you know, taking the ring from him, that makes sense as well, okay? But if Will Ospreay is facing Kenny Omega at Wembley, then it would make sense for Hangman to screw MJF to lead to Hangman and MJF at Wembley, okay? Now, I don't know this for sure, but I think that because they moved the Hangman, which this is for 100%, we all know this, they moved the pay-per-view match up to free TV on Wednesday. It was a rather last-minute decision. It's probably made days before they made the announcement, okay? I think that because of that, they figured, well, we need a match or something for Redemption. We don't even have a Kenny Omega match. It can't be Hangman. But I believe that they figured, God, we need Hangman for that show now. And so I think that they scrambled to get him back on Saturday because they only have a few shows left before Redemption. And whatever angle they're going to shoot, I guess they decided he's got to come back on Saturday for this to work timeline-wise. I think that there has to be a better way to do this than what they did. In fact, I don't even think, I know. There's a million better ways to bring back Hangman than this. But I think that that's the reason that they did it the way they did.
It's still, Hangman gets Redemption.
Hangman, I guess, is going to get some sort of Redemption at Redemption. Because it ain't going to be Kenny Omega now. That's all out the window. So anyway, he came back on Saturday with less than 24 hours notice on the worst night possible. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings. And there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
T-Mobile unveiled Super Broadband, a revolutionary business internet solution that brings together the largest nationwide 5G advanced network and Starlink. Mo Katibeh, T-Mobile EVP and Chief Business Marketing Officer, explains.
Super Broadband isn't a new product. It is an entirely new category of broadband. It's about giving businesses the confidence that their connectivity can keep up, hold up, and help them operate wherever business happens, with ultimate redundancy, unmatched coverage, and unprecedented simplicity.
Super Broadband delivers virtually unbreakable connectivity in remote and rural areas that are often underserved by legacy ISPs and is the first nationwide broadband solution to reach every zip code in the U.S. In fact, Super Broadband extends coverage to effectively every business location in America. Learn more about Super Broadband at www.t-mobile.com/business. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Should mention, by the way, that looks like that that collision where he returned, it was in Virginia, his home state. 2,300 tickets sold. Why didn't you announce this earlier? Why didn't we, whatever,
promote the hometown guy or the home state guy at least?
I cannot answer this question. And he reiterated, by the way, he will never challenge for the world title again. Which means he's
have to focus on the other seven.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm looking long term. It looks like they're probably going to kill off this stip by having him turn heel and do something dastardly.
Because it's not actually a stip, it's just a thing he said.
Well, that's what they say, but like once you kill that one off, brother, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's all done. All right. What else do we have here before we get into the news? Well, I guess we'll do the big news coming out of SmackDown is they made it official. SummerSlam is, in fact, CM Punk and Cody Rhodes. And the setup for this was they just met in the ring together at the beginning of the show and announced the match. I feel like this should be a Mania match, said CM Punk, but I think we've waited long enough. So that's how they're doing it. So we've got the betting odds for Saturday night's main event and SummerSlam. And in the old days, they would have these betting odds. And shortly before the show, there would be wild swings because people that knew the finishes would go put a large amount of money on the finishes. And you could always find out what the finishes were for all the matches. So nowadays, there's less of that. I think they drastically limit how much you can bet, so it's not really worth it. But these are the odds. Danhausen for Saturday night's main event, which is coming up this Saturday, by the way. Danhausen is, in fact, the odds-on favorite to beat JD McDonagh. Minus 4,000 versus plus 1,000. Those are very, very, very long odds because everybody knows what's going to happen, and that is it's in Madison Square Garden. There will be several players from the Knicks there. They will help Danhausen win and get his Knicks jersey back. That's that. And then we've got Paige and Brie Bella versus Lainey Reid and Fallon Henley. And Lainey Reid and Fallon Henley are the favorites. And trying to figure out how they're going to do this. I think, I mean, there's, I think the original plan was Nikki and Brie were going to turn on Paige. Now they are feuding with Fatal Influence, so they could do some six-person matches first, but kind of feels like they could also have Lainey and Fallon beat them. And then Nikki shows up, and her and Brie just turn on Paige and beat her down once they lose the titles. We'll find out soon enough. For SummerSlam, Obafemi's a minus 2,000 favorite versus Brock Lesnar for Hell in a Cell. Roman Reigns is a minus 700 over Seth Rollins. CM Punk is a very slight favorite over Cody. Liv Morgan is the favorite over Io Sky. Gunther, heavy favorite over Nick Aldis if that match takes place. Although it's not that heavy. He's only minus 700.
Really?
Yeah.
They have more faith in Danhausen.
They have much more faith in Danhausen. Chad Gable is the favorite to win the Intercontinental title. Charlotte, the favorite to beat Jade Cargill. And Jimmy and Jacob are the favorites over LA Knight and Solo Sikoa. And, you know, I was looking at these SummerSlam, these ticket sales. Not great. I can actually get them for you right now.
In the high 20s, aren't they?
I think it's almost 30 now.
Well, that would be the high 20s.
Well,
if it's almost to 30, probably up. In the 28 or 29,000
range. I don't need your cyborg brain right now.
Well, now right. That I figured out what day it is, I'm on fire.
Okay, let's see here. Saturday is... No, brother. Saturday's at 22. The setup is 29. This, by the way, is from 4 days ago. Saturday is at 22. And, Sunday is at 21. 22 and 21. Which is very interesting. Because I think Wembley. Actually, maybe I'm thinking of Wembley. Wembley may be high 20s. Let's see. Yeah, Wembley's 29. So, okay, well, anyway, 22 and 21, not good for SummerSlam. And obviously, it's the usual, WWE, they're worried. What's going wrong? What's going wrong is like, who cares about this card? I mean, if we're being honest.
And tickets are expensive, so you wait till the end.
Guys, I mean this without being like, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. Like,
but you succeed anyway.
Guys, honestly, the only match I'm intrigued by, really, is CM Punk and Cody.
Not Hell in a Cell?
Bro, I mean this with all due respect. I've already seen this match twice. I already saw Obafemi beat the guy clean in 5 minutes. That's how this started. This started, guys, with Obafemi beating Brock Lesnar clean in the middle and allegedly retiring him, which led to Brock just coming back and beating Obafemi. And now they're going to have a rubber match, which obviously, what am I as a fan supposed to care about? Oba beating Brock? I already saw it in 5 minutes and the guy retired afterwards. I mean, there's no title shot on the line. They're just doing it in a big cage. I mean, like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't care.
And do we even know what night these matches are on?
No. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. I have nothing against either guy, but they broke up 12 years ago. I've seen them wrestle countless times. What is this for? I have no interest in Seth Rollins getting another reign as the champion. I've been watching it now for over a decade. Roman Reigns retaining the title over Seth Rollins. I don't care. It's 2026. Liv Morgan and Io. I mean, I'm sure it'll be a good match, but I literally just watched them wrestle in the finals of the King of the Ring, and the babyface won. I don't think she's winning again, but like, I just saw the match. Gunther and Nick Aldis is interesting to me because I like that Nick Aldis is getting a chance for a match. I'm sure it'll be fine and all, but I'm not buying a ticket to SummerSlam to go see that. We got the Intercontinental Title ladder match. I think it's a ladder match. I don't even know. Is it a ladder match?
Be news to me. I don't watch that carefully.
Well, Chad Gable, I'd be far more interested if they hadn't dropped the ball on Chad Gable since he's come back. He's been booked like a total mid-carder. I don't know what they're doing with his matches. I mean, he sells the entire match, and then he's constantly beat down. Like, okay. Charlotte.
Brian.
Huh?
He claps.
He does clap. We got Charlotte and Jade with nothing on the line. There's nothing on the line here. It's just a wrestling match. I know they feel like it's a huge match, but it's just a match. And then Jimmy and Jay against LA Knight and Solo Sikoa. I mean, this one almost is irritating because, dude, I watched LA Knight have 15-minute talking segments involving Jey Uso and Roman Reigns and, like, the world title for a full month to lead to a random tag team match. There are no titles on the line. Nothing. So, no, I'm not surprised that nobody is buying tickets for SummerSlam at this point. And it's not like some mystery. Is it Minneapolis? Is it? No, it's the card. This is the card. You sold 20,000 tickets to the most hardcore fans that want to travel. But, like, beyond that, it's just a bunch of matches that I'm not all that interested in.
Is this the first two-day SummerSlam?
I feel like maybe they did it last year. I don't even remember at this point. It's like there's two-day shows, there's one-day shows, you know?
It's a lot to ask for people to pay that price of it for two tickets and take your entire weekend, and you double your hotel, you double your ticket price. It's a lot of money. A lot of people don't have it.
All right. The G1 show, it was, I wasn't blown away by it. It had a very, very good main event. The second half was much better than the first. The first half was like, I rate most WWE matches better than half of the first half of this. Hanare and Aaron Wolf. Aaron Wolf won. At best, it was a two-star match. It was completely just there. And a lot of these matches may have been better live, but like watching on TV, they mic'd this crowd horribly. You couldn't hear a thing. And sometimes they say that about shows, and you're like, is that really what happened? But this, it's 100% because I couldn't hear the announcers either. I couldn't hear anything on this show. I cranked the audio. So that was just there. Shingo and Jake Lee. Shingo did the best he could. Jake Lee had a better match than usual. And still, charitably, it was a 2.25 star match. It was just there. And then Jake Lee beat Shingo, and I almost was like, I'm done. But I kept going. Oscar and Ren Narita was a good match. It was the first good match on the show. And Oscar got the win by, he put him in his sleeper and spun him around by his neck and submitted him. WWE was interested in Oscar and Yuto Ice as a tag team. And you could see why watching this show. Yuto Ice is not like a great wrestler, but he's got like ridiculous amounts of charisma. And he is, as Michael Cole likes to say, fun to watch. And Oscar's like, I don't know how his, he doesn't do a lot of promos, but as a worker, he's a tall guy. He's got long hair. He's good. I can see why they are interested in these two guys. And, Ren Narita, he was in the match, but Oscar is a guy who brought life to this particular bout, and he won. Yuto Ice and Great Okan was a match I was very excited about on paper because it's Yuto Ice and the Great Okan. But unfortunately, in the ring, it turned out it was Yuto Ice versus the Great Okan. It was fine. Maybe a little better than fine, but not much. Yuto Ice hit him with a shot, a running knee, pinned him. We can't say what it's called here on Sports Byline, but it is inappropriate for radio what he beat him with. Zack Sabre Jr. and Shota Umino was the first pretty much excellent match on the show. Although if you've watched a lot of Zack Sabre Jr. matches, it was everyone you've ever seen. Zack ended up hitting the Zack Driver, getting the pin. This was very good. Goto and Sonata was a good match. And I think Sonata sort of overachieved given his physical shape. He's like got that horrible atrophy in his arm and shoulder. Physically, he looks nothing like he did even a couple of years ago. But he can still pull off some stuff, and they worked well together. And Goto got the win. Callum Newman, coming back probably too early from a shoulder injury, beat Yuya Uemura in another very, very good match. Got the win with his finish, which I do not like. It is an F5 into a slam, but the way that he does it, it looks like his F5 gets countered into a DDT, yet he then gets the pin. It's a weird-looking move. Bull No Oleg and Ryohei Oiwa. It was good. I really like Bolton. I think Oiwa looked good. There was nothing really to write home about in the match. Oiwa submitted him with an arm lock. Gets his 2 points. And then Yotosuji and Takeshi was the main event. It was by far the best match on the show. Awesome. It was so good you could hear the crowd. And Takeshita got the win. Actually, I'm sorry, Tsuji got the win with his fire blaster. We'll talk more about this after the break. Under the light.
Leave it be. I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes, Yoda Tsuji and Takeshita was awesome. You'll be stunned to hear. And Tsuji's got his new finish, not the Gene Blaster, which is as questionable when you really think about it as Yuto Ice's finish. He's now got the Fire Blaster, which is basically, not only does he spear you, but he spears you and then spins you around into a hard tackle slam. It's actually a pretty cool looking move. And he beat Takeshita yet again and moves on 2 points in this tournament. So I thought the show was fine. Hopefully it very much picks up from here. It did not feel like a blow-away New Japan first night of the G1 show at all. But it was fine. It was largely I didn't have to stand up and take a walk in the middle of this show like I've had to do for WWE recently because I was so infuriated. But that was that. During the break, we talked to Lance. He'll be back tomorrow and Friday. Filthy will be here from Europe on Wednesday and Thursday. So that is the plan for the show. We'll talk Raw tomorrow and more. Unfortunately, Lance has to watch it. But we'll do our best. And that's it. We'll talk to you again after a while.